truth.
Welcome to the Monday, September 3rd, 2007 edition of Truth Revolution Radio. We're broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network, WTPRN.com. I'm your host, Cosmos, and this is your show for 9/11 truth activism. And this is our last broadcast from the West Coast for a while. Starting Wednesday night, we will be broadcasting live from New York City. And we will be reporting live from New York City from the 6th anniversary events going on in New York City starting this Friday, the 7th of September, going through the weekend, going through September 11th, 2007. 6 years, too long. I hope a lot of you are going to be joining us in New York City. And more importantly, I hope all of you are going to be taking action wherever you are this September 11th. That's action for 9/11 truth and justice. It's going on all over the place, all over the world. This September 11th, we've got action everywhere, from New Zealand to Spain, Australia, Sweden, England, Germany, all over Canada and all over the United States. And we take action on the 11th day of every month. So don't just join us on September 11th, but join us on October 11th. And I think it's going to be, it'll be an interesting signal of where the truth movement is going. Let's see if we can get more action happening on October 11th than even on September 11th. And show everyone that we're serious about not stopping until we get some justice. If you want to find out where the actions are going on, if you want to add your location to the list of actions taking place on September 11th, go to truthaction.org. Get involved. Find out what's going on. Let us know what you're getting up to. And document your actions. Show us what you're doing. Send it into truthaction.org. We'll show everyone else what you're up to. 6 years, too long. Well, we're going to be talking more about actions on the 11th on Wednesday night show. On our last live broadcast last Wednesday, we broke the news of some very odd developments, frankly, having to do with the Kennebunkport warning. And tonight, well, what we broke on Wednesday, what we knew Wednesday, what smelled fishy last Wednesday is positively stanky by today, but we're not going to be going into the gory details, per se, on this show, because we only have a limited amount of time, and we want to make as productive use as possible of the time that we do have. So we're going to focus on moving through incidents like this, troublesome incidents, in the most positive way possible. Now, if you're not aware of what's going on with the Kennebunk warning affair, or hoax, as some call it, you can check it out on truthaction.org. There's an ongoing investigation, and there's also been a great article written by Arabesque, and both of those are linked to on the front page of truthaction.org. And we've got two guests tonight. The guest in our first segment, who will be joining us very shortly, is Jenny, known to regulars of 911blogger.com as Colonel Jenny Sparks, and will be joined in the second segment by Michael Woolsey, 911 Visibility, visibility911.com. Now, Jenny has been an active part in this investigation into the Kennebunkport warning affair. She's also accrued a bit of experience dealing with divisive situations in her local activist scene and has a number of insights that we'd like her to share with us. And we're going to welcome now to the show, Jenny. Hey, Jenny, are you with us? How you doing?
I am with you. Cheers for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight.
It's very, very weird. I'm staring at the computer and I'm listening to you, so I've got a bit of a cognitive dissonance right there, but I'll try to stay focused.
Yeah, we can multitask, multidimensional. It's going on all over. It's on the phone, it's on the air, it's in front of our faces. So what, first of all, I want to give you a big shout out to your contributions to this investigation. You've been really key in obtaining verifications of who signed, who didn't sign, what happened, who's saying what, and really contributing to this. And it's really important because a lot of people don't want to look at things, you know, that might be ugly. But basically, tonight's theme is dealing with bad actions in the movement. And I think it's really important to deal with things like this.
I think you're absolutely right, and you're very welcome. I would also say though that I didn't really get into this. If it wasn't for the work of Joan Jones and Arabesque, it might not have hit my radar either. The thing about the whole Kennebunkport hoax was every time I would see it, it would be in these big capital letters, and I kind of have an aversion to big capital letters. You know, it's almost like screaming, I am a waste of time. So I didn't even look at it until I started, you know, hearing people saying, you know, wait a minute, these people didn't sign this. You know, so anyway, you also really want to thank work that Joan Jones and Arabesque have done.
It's been a really amazing collaborative effort at a grassroots level, a little investigative team, and I'm glad that we're hosting it at truthaction.org. I think it's really important. Now, we deal with situations like this. It's really tricky because if stuff's being done intentionally to screw stuff up, well, you don't want to fall into the pitfall of divisiveness and attacking people calling people this and that. I think what's key to dealing with situations like this is focusing on the behavior and highlighting it and holding people accountable. Now, if people are willing to be held accountable for their actions and take responsibility for their actions, well, then things will clear up and there shouldn't be any problem. And if they don't, if they aren't willing to be held accountable for their actions or take responsibility for their actions, well, then they gradually write themselves out of the credibility,
I think we're seeing that too. We're seeing where the people who are saying, you know, that's not what I thought I signed, are being very polite and they're being very, like, you know, understanding and, you know, but you know, hey, you know, I just didn't sign. That isn't what I thought I signed. Whereas the people who insisted that they did are getting very aggressive and, you know, very mean spirited and, you know, they're throwing shite out and trying to label, you know, people as either they're afraid or they're lying or whatever, and you know, and then they're moving on to attacking those of us who are pointing out the inconsistencies as if we're the ones who, you know, are up to no good. Oh, we just got called debunkers on on Portland Nuclear Inquest Yahoo group, which was like a new experience for me. I am now a debunker.
Well, if you see some bunk, you got to debunk it, you know, or you're going to have a bunch of bunk hanging around. And frankly, who needs a bunch of extra bunk? We got so much already. One thing about this particular affair that was so disturbing to me, and frankly, what I think, you know, we all have to take responsibility. If we're going to be in this movement, we have to take responsibility for the actions that are being taken. And if they're being taken by someone who's in a leadership position, they're really representing the truth movement. And we have to keep an eye out for stuff. One thing about this that really disturbed me is that it's something that could potentially, and in fact already started, causing this antagonism between the truth movement and the anti-war movement when the whole thing was supposedly intended to build bridges. And
right.
As someone who's put effort into actually building bridges individually and with groups in the anti-war movement, I just don't take it well to have these women's name put on this document. And when they courteously differ and say, no, they signed a different document and include in their refutation a message of support for 9/11 truth.
Right.
And then to have the people promoting this turn and viciously attack them,
it tells you where they're coming from. It tells you that their goal is not try to come to an understanding or an alliance. You know, their goal is divisive.
Whether it's their goal or whether it's just, you know, the egomania talking or what. I mean, we kind of have to rule out stupidity because we know these people aren't unintelligent.
We hope.
it's really interesting. But really, like I said, it really boils down to, are we going to act civilly or are we going to be divisive? And if we're saying that we're building bridges with people, then why are they being called wretched individuals, et cetera?
Yeah, why are they going out of their way? They're really going out of their way to, personally, you know, antagonize people who, like you said, that they've been, you know, they've been more understanding than I would be. If I found my name had been put on something that I hadn't been put on. I mean, you know how Jenny goes. You know, Jenny just, like, goes off.
Indeed. They handled it very well. And, in fact, you know, hopefully we can move forward in a positive way and really maybe even use this really divisive event as a springboard for better relations with these people. I know a number of people have proffered apologies to them, which I think they really deserve.
They do. They do. And in fact, if I can ever get a hold of McKinney, dear honorable Cynthia McKinney, you know, I personally would add my apologies to. Unfortunately, the email address I have for her, I don't think it's working.
Well, we don't really know what the deal is with her because we never heard one way or another.
We never heard no.
So far. I don't appreciate Cindy Sheehan being called a wretched individual because she.
Absolutely not. No, she's a hero, you know. She really is, and
she's been willing to speak up for 9/11 truth. She's gone on the Jack Blood Show and talked about her support for a new investigation, her opinions on the towers, and she's spoken up.
Yeah. And it's,
and the other women have offered their support for 9/11 truth too. At the very bottom line is this is poor treatment.
It's very poor treatment, and you know what? And it's also a lack of understanding of our situation. We cannot afford, without good reason, to alienate any allies we've got. We just can't afford to do it.
You know, it wasn't even my intention to talk this much about this at all, but
we just sort of got into it.
And, you know, if this now, you know, since we are talking about it, this is just scratching the little top of the surface. There is the basic fact of bad behavior and really, really super poor manners. But really, it goes a whole lot deeper than that, and I do encourage people to check it out, especially the excellent article by Arabesque, which is linked on the front page of truthaction.org. Jenny, I did want to talk about your insights into dealing with divisive dynamics in local groups, because you posted a bunch of insights about that on the truthaction.org forum, which I thought would be a great benefit, perhaps, to our listeners. But it looks like we're going to run out of time in this segment, so I hope that you can join us again soon.
Yeah, we'll see what the schedule looks like. I mean, heck, they can just toddle on over and take a look at me post and my fun quiz.
Yeah.
Take the fun quiz on whether or not your group is functioning.
Well, we've got the situation where we've got leaders, so-called, in this movement who are propped up left and right, and a lot of them are taking bad actions, and some of that is really impacting local groups. And if you want to check out Jenny's insight, head to the truthaction.org forum and check it out in the news and discussion section under COINTELPRO and the 9/11 Truth Movement. We'll be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Last year on 9/11, over 3,000 people converged upon Ground Zero in New York City. The presence was huge, but not reported by the mainstream media. That was then. This is now. This time, we're going to make history. WeAreChange.org presents Let's Make History 2007. 5-day all-you-can-eat buffet of truth and action starting Friday, September 7th, with street actions continuing on Saturday the 8th. On Sunday, September 9th, speakers like Alex Jones, Jack Blood, Jason Purvis, Dylan Avery, Richard Gage, and more. On Sunday, September 9th, first responders and family at the premiere of Alex Jones' Endgame. On Monday, the 10th, the premiere of Loose Change Final Cut. All proceeds benefit 9/11 first responders. Your attendance benefits the entire country. For more info on the largest truth movement on the planet, go to WeAreChange.org now.
Let's Make History 2007.
Hey, Jack Blood here, host of Deadline Live. I wanted to share with you my secret weapon in fighting the New World Order. It's a new product called Enerfood. Enerfood is bar none the best health supplement I've tried, and I've tried them all. With many ingredients like spirulina, chlorella, dulse, kelp, barley, grass, alfalfa leaf, beetroot, orange peel, winter cherry root, it really is nothing less than superfood. I couldn't imagine having to shop and prepare all of these ingredients, but now I don't have to. Enerfood's done it for me. A simple scoop of powder powder every day is all it takes. No fillers, no miracle claims, no magic bullets. Just a real product with real results. Call them today and mention Jack Blood and get a special discount. Get the two-pack special with the coconut oil powder. Call them now, 1-866-762-9238. 1-866-762-9238. Or simply go to enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, enerfood.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
On Truth Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network. Our guest tonight is Michael Woolsey. He's been a 9/11 truth activist for several years. He was on the board of 911truth.org for some period of time. He does a radio show called Visibility 911 and has a website, a great website, I might add, by the same name. That's visibility911.org. And it's a pleasure to welcome to the show Michael Woolsey. Hey, Michael, how's it going?
Hey, Cosmos. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Hey, I just wanted to make one correction. The website is visibility911.com, not .org.
.com.
Right. And I just wanted a quick shout out to Scott, who's my webmaster, and we just recently got the site going and got some great additions to it. And he's just done a fantastic job. He's one of my listeners, and he's volunteered to do the website and just done a great job. So thanks for the plug on that.
Yeah, it's looking really great, man. So that's visibility911.com. And you can check out all the audio files of Michael's radio show, which is also called Visibility 911, on the site, and blogs and articles and all that good stuff. So, Michael, tell us a bit about how you got involved in 9/11 truth activism to start out.
Well, I had a friend of mine who had been trying to get me to watch some movies and listen to some different radio programs, and I was pretty close-minded to it, to be honest. I was pretty happy with what the Bush administration had been doing. I thought we really needed to go into Afghanistan and wherever else we needed to go to get the evil terrorists. And so I was pretty resistant to any of this stuff, and so I first became aware of the Patriot Act, and that really kind of got my attention. And, you know, the 9/11 stuff was, I finally watched one of the movies, and I wasn't totally convinced. But the Patriot Act stuff, I did a little bit of looking into, and you know, I was brought up to believe that here in America that we have our freedoms that are given to us by our Creator. And those are enumerated in the Bill of Rights, and that those were off limits. And it doesn't matter what happens outside of our country or within our country, that those rights are just untouchable. And so when I start to look at the Patriot Act, I realized that they were really kind of coming after our rights, all in the name of this war on terror. And the root cause of that, of course, was 9/11. So I began to look a little closer at 9/11 with a little bit more open mind. I saw Building 7, and I realized that there was about, you know, almost 2 hours as the tragedy unfolded, and there was no Air Force response. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and before you knew it, I was, you know, down the rabbit hole, so to speak. But, you know, I originally started a group here in Greeley, Colorado, trying to educate people about the Patriot Act. And the more I learned about 9/11, the more that I realized I just couldn't keep quiet about it. And so eventually I dropped the group that we were doing the Bill of Rights stuff because, you know, I just didn't have enough time. And I just went full-time with 9/11, and we got together with some people in Denver, and we had our first big 9/11 film screening. It was there wasn't much out at the time. It was late 2004, and the middle of 2004, and there really wasn't a lot of videos out there. Barry Zwicker had put his video out, and George Humphrey had a real good video, but there wasn't one video that was short enough that had all the information. And we did sort of a compilation, and we showed it up in Boulder, Colorado, and we had about 250 people come to this one event that we threw together in about 3 weeks, and we were just blown away by the interest. And so we decided to start the group here in Colorado, and we've been doing that ever since. And eventually that led to my involvement with 911truth.org, and I was real happy to serve on the steering committee there, and I learned a lot. And eventually I started to do my radio program as a result of doing some guest hosting on some radio shows around here in Colorado, and that kind of got my appetite wet for doing broadcasting. That was over on the American Freedom Network, where I was guest hosting for George Flynn. And those who have listened to my program know that I recently did a five-part special where I sat in for George on his radio program over at KRFC, and now that's an FM station in Fort Collins, and got some great exposure. So that kind of got my appetite wet for advertising, or not advertising, for broadcasting. And I heard about podcasting, and so this was a way I could do a program from my own home and broadcast it out to people who, you know, might come across it on the internet.
I really like your show a lot. I like the format. I like what you're doing and the message you get out. You get some really good showcase shows where you really present people's work and focus on what they're doing.
Sure.
And increase the visibility.
Yeah, it's been a journey, so to speak. You know, since I started the show in January of 2006, I originally started out just doing just programs myself, you know, just recording myself and trying to get information out. And it was going along pretty well, but I really wanted to do interviews. That was what I really wanted to do, and bring experts on who could speak better than I. I'm just an average person, and I didn't really consider myself all that well spoken, and I just do what I can. And if I can get guests on who are, you know, more of an expert than myself, then that's going to share much more information, I think. And so it gives, you know, a healthy dialogue, you know, when you have a guest on. And so, you know, I put it out to the listeners for some help, and I have some great listeners, by the way, and they responded with some donations. And so I was able to get the equipment that I needed to conduct high-quality interviews right over the phone line. So that was a real big step that I took in my program, and it's really become part of my life and part of who I am, and I just really enjoy it.
That's really great, just creating the media right there in your own home, producing your shows and airing them, getting it out there. What was the show that you, the FM show that you were filling in for? What kind of show is that? Did you get to talk about 9/11 Truth on that?
Oh, absolutely. It wasn't necessarily the format of the show. George's show, George Flynn, he's a real talented individual. Wordsoffreedom.com is his website, and he has a fabulous CD that I'm going to have to get you a copy of, Cosmos. But it's sort of like an entertainment show. He talks a lot about entertainment, but he also has different guests on preparedness, because, you know, George is very 9/11 hip. He knows what's going on in the world. He knows, you know, that we're really under attack as Americans in our country. And so he would bring in guests that would have to do with shooting sports and Second Amendment rights. And I was free to do whatever I wanted to do on his show. And, of course, I did shows on 9/11. And now there's a distinction between the American Freedom Network and the FM station KRFC. Now, the American Freedom Network, for those who aren't familiar, has programming much like We the People Radio Network, where know, there's a lot of real pro-freedom stuff. And so there wasn't really an issue there, but Kara Fee and Fort Collins, there could have been an issue, but there really wasn't. And when it was all said and done, they were very supportive of the work that I did when I sat in for George.
That's really great, getting 9/11 Truth on the FM stations.
That's right, that's right.
We will be right back after this break on Truth Revolution Radio.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today. BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Alex Jones Show, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, Monday through Friday, right here on We the People Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
And we're back on Truth Revolution Radio with our guest, Michael Woolsey of Visibility911.com. And we're just talking about his show and what he's been doing with that. Guest hosting on FM stations, getting 9/11 Truth out there on FM stations. And Michael, you did a series recently on your radio show touching on a topic that many are afraid to even look at, but I agree with you, it needs to be looked at, and that is COINTELPRO.
Right,
and specifically
right.
COINTELPRO in the 9/11 Truth movement. Now, for our listeners, why don't you explain what COINTELPRO is for anyone who might not know?
Well, COINTELPRO is short for counterintelligence programs, and these came out of the FBI during the 50s and 60s and 70s, and it was brought forward in the 1970s, and it was found out that the FBI had not only been spying on people like Martin Luther King and the Black Panthers and other peace activists and activist groups, they were not only spying on them and tapping their phones, etc., but they were actually infiltrating the groups and putting operatives within the groups themselves, letting them gain credibility within the group itself, and then they would do things that would disrupt the groups and detract them from their mission. And this all came out in the 70s in the church hearings, and there were regulations that were instituted that were supposed to stop this type of behavior by the FBI on American citizens. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think that it ever stopped. And then after 9/11, from what I understand, John Ashcroft had relaxed many of those regulations that were put in place in the 70s. And so not only were they probably doing it anyway, but it just made it more easy with Ashcroft's relaxation of these rules. And so I think the general policy, the unspoken policy amongst most 9/11 truthers has been in the past to just ignore it. And most people who have been in the movement for a while know what I'm talking about, and they've had people call them up and harass them on the phone or through emails or on different blogs and comment boards. But the 9/11 movement has basically been infiltrated, in my opinion, at varying levels, all the way up to the top, I believe. And so we see the same thing happening that happened back then. And so, as I said, the general unspoken policy has been, you know, most of us have ignored it. And, you know, we don't want to come across as fighting amongst each other, and it's just bad. It just looks bad. And, you know, we want to work together. But in 2006, it really became apparent to me that it really wasn't going to do it any good. It wasn't doing us any good to keep ignoring it. And we had our conference in June of 2006 in Chicago, and Dr. William Pepper spoke. He was one of the keynote speakers, and he gave a speech that really stuck in my mind, and he talked about how, the movement with Martin Luther King and the civil rights movement had been infiltrated, and that we as 9/11 truth people and a movement, that we have to be very, very careful in our evidence and what we present to the public and what we present as truth. I mean, if we're going to call ourselves 9/11 truth, we better be able to rest very strongly on whatever we present. And so we, you know, as we saw all this real bogus information coming in, and it started, you know, somewhat subtly with what I believe is the Pentagon, the attack on the Pentagon with Flight 77, and did Flight 77 hit the Pentagon or not. And that immediately fractioned our movement into, you know, planers and no planers. And so that was part of the beginning of it all. And now it has morphed into, you know, weapons from space and mini nukes and a lot of real absurd stuff like TV fakery. And so it's just, it's really tainting our movement. And Dr. Pepper was really upfront when he said that, you know, we will be infiltrated and we will be discredited if we are not careful with our evidence. And so that really stuck in my mind. And then so later in the year, I decided to do my special, and I was able to get in touch with Dr. Pepper, and he agreed to come on my program and do an interview. And it was a great interview, very informative. And it really touched on this topic of this infiltration of our movement.
Yeah, I really appreciate your work with that series. And, in fact, I would recommend that everyone check it out. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. There's a lot to learn in there, and it's a really important topic. Basically, every political movement in this country is infiltrated to some degree or another. So it's crazy to think that something like the 9/11 truth movement wouldn't be absolutely riddled with agents of all kinds doing things. Now, it's a really tricky thing to deal with because one of the motives behind COINTELPRO was to cause division. And when you think someone might be a spy or an agent and you freak out and you call them an agent, well, that's causing division.
Yeah, it's just playing into their hand.
So even if you're calling out the right person, these accusations, you know, are just going to cause all this turmoil. Now,
yeah,
there's,
you can't prove it.
And you can't prove it. Now, you'll never be able to prove anyone's an operative or an agent unless you see the money changing hands. So basically, you're never going to be able to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that we should ignore the issue. And
right.
Basically, how I see it, the way to deal with it is really to focus on behavior and not personalities. Otherwise, you're going to be dragged down into a personality cult warfare. He said,
absolutely.
She said, da-da-da-da-da. Whereas if you can just document the actions and hold people to account for their actions and take responsibility for your actions, then things become clear by the way people act, and you can kind of sort out or navigate where to go from there.
Well, exactly, and I think that's an important thing that you mentioned, you know, that we focus on people and just holding them accountable for their statements, their actions, their public writings, whatever it is. But, you know, furthermore, I think that, you know, we're on the right track in doing what we're doing, you and myself, in that we're educating people because people need to be aware that this type of forces are out there. And we saw a real good example of real aware folks with this latest thing up in Canada with the SPP. And these guys, there were agent provocateurs in their crowd, and they had rocks in their hands, and they were, you know, they were getting ready to disrupt the peaceful protest. And if they would have been successful, these people would have gotten tear gassed, rubber bulleted, batoned, who knows what else. And some alert people in their group were aware of these agent provocateurs, and they called them out. They spotted them, and we got photos showing that they're wearing the same boots. And, you know, it's all thanks to some people who were educated on the tactics of these people. And everybody in the movement needs to be aware, and this relates directly to your movement with Truth Action, Cosmos, because, you know, people are getting out on the streets, and they're going to come across this.
Indeed. It's really a matter of education and being able to be prepared to deal with situations that we're going to be faced with and being able to move through them successfully and not get thrown off, not get dragged down into, you know, a whole lot of division and ugliness.
Right.
But that's a really good parallel that you draw there with the you know, the recent thing at the SPP, because these people were aware of the types of provocateur tactics that are known to have been used for quite a long time now. They were able to spot what these people were up to, basically trying to get the riot cops to attack, to create a bad scene up there, posing as activists and instigating trouble.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, that awareness is so key, Cosmos. You know, any problem, I don't care what you're facing, if you become aware of it, then you can start to take the steps that you need to take to address it. And, you know, it's just like the whole 9/11 truth thing. We know we're aware of the problem, and we know that a lot of Americans still aren't aware. And so that's where we're out there. We're passing out DVDs. We're doing street actions. We're, you know, getting on FM radio. And, you know, one thing that I really want to bring up to your listeners, and it's a suggestion that might work in your area. And I guess I hear the music. So
yeah, we're heading up for a break. So hold that thought, and we'll get right back to it after this break on Truth Revolution Radio. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here, telling you where I will be on September 11, 2007. Last year on 9/11, we had over 3,000 people at Ground Zero in New York City. Our presence was huge, but it was not reported by the mainstream media. That was then, this is now. This time, we're going to make history. Introducing Let's Make History 2007, a five-day, all-you-can-eat 9/11 buffet of truth and action. You want speakers? We have great speakers. You want street actions? We're doing street actions. You want music? We have great music, too. And let's not forget Loose Change, the movie that started it all. The movie that awoke a sleeping giant, We the People. Loose Change, Final Cut, will premiere Monday, September 10th in New York City. So please join yours truly, Dylan Avery, Jason Burmis, Alex Jones, Gary Franchi, and many more as we assemble the largest truth movement on planet Earth. Check out all the details at wearechange.org. That's wearechange.org. RSVP now, as seating is limited. All proceeds will go to the sick and dying of the 9/11 First Responders Fund. They won't ignore us this time. I will see you there.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
News, politics, cover-ups, government corruption. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
WTPRN.
Revolution Radio, broadcasting live on We the People Radio Network, WTPRN.com. I'm your host, Cosmos, and this is your show for 9/11 Truth Activism. Our guest tonight is Michael Woolsey of Visibility911.com. And Michael was just about to tell us about an idea he has for your local group right before we hit that last break. Michael, you want to pick that up?
Absolutely, and you know, I can't claim credit for this idea, but it is a good one indeed. My good friend Michael Anderson, who is part of our Colorado group up in Denver, has some connections over at the local television station, the public television station. It's KBDI Channel 12 in Denver, Colorado. And they're basically a public TV station, one of two in Denver, and they survive on donations from their viewers. And they have three or four pledge drives every year where they raise money, and they need volunteers to come in. And so you may have a similar station in your area where they do the same thing. And as volunteers, we're going up there, and we've already done this once where we went up, and we 10 of us went up, and we volunteered and answered phones for their pledge drive, and we got about 3 minutes on the air to tell about our group. And so, of course, you know, we plugged our website, 911truth.org, and a few others, and try to get people to, you know, look at 9/11, and got a really good response, actually, and so good that they actually invited us back to the next one. So coming up this Saturday night, we're going to be on TV again in Denver, Colorado, and I just think that it was such a great idea that Michael came up with, and that maybe other people might be inspired to do that if they live in a major metro area where they have TV stations like that, to go down and check that out. Maybe they can do the same thing.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And those are the kinds of things that we need to be thinking of any way we can. Get
right
out there and get the word out there. We got to go for it. We've got a caller on the line. Actually, one of the people involved in this whole Kennebunkport warning affair, Bruce Marshall, is on the line. He's actually the person who was apparently responsible for gathering signatures, the including the disputed signatures on this document, and he's with us now, so maybe we can clear some of this up. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, good. So I guess, you know, you've been following what's going on, the controversy, no doubt, and I'm really glad that you called in.
Not really.
No?
I think this is a big problem, is getting caught into the minutiae of it. There's a problem, and it's a problem that's been going on for quite a long period of time. Actually, what this is a healing process. What we're starting to see is what we need to deal with the crisis. The crisis is the fact that the world is about to go into thermonuclear war, potentially. The crisis is that we could have another 9/11 attack. The crisis is that we could have a Gulf of Tonkin incident.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think anyone involved with this has any dispute with that whatsoever. I mean,
no,
I haven't seen I haven't seen any people contradicting really the need to warn people that this is quite likely to happen.
Right.
I don't. That's not really
so
an issue at all.
Yes, exactly.
The issue is the disputed signatures and also the treatment towards the people in the peace movement who are disputing citing this document, which is very divisive. Now, the behavior of...
There's a lot of divisiveness, and this is...
Right,
this is
and calling people wretched individuals and appalling liars is not bridge-building behavior. So that's, like, really a key problem here, because one thing we really do want to do is unite the peace movement and the truth movement, which are really the same movements at heart. So it's like that kind of behavior is really troubling. And I feel at a very basic level that at the very least, these women deserve an apology for the way that they've been treated by the promoters of this warning. I think that at the very least, that should be proffered. None of these women deserve to be called wretched individuals or appalling liars.
Where were they being called wretched individuals?
That's actually a Webster Tarpley quote. That's from an email that he sent around last Thursday morning.
Oh, this is interesting. I think what we need to do here is look at this from a perspective. You asked me to come on the call, so let me put this all in perspective. This wouldn't have happened in certain ways if it wasn't for Cindy Sheehan. It was Cindy. It was us. It was myself who recognized that Cindy Sheehan's call to meet in Philadelphia on July 4th was historically important for the country. And what we were trying to do was to bring together the various movements in this country together to work on this. So to say this is where we're going, this is what we're trying to bring forth, okay, I put this into the perspective of in terms of who signed what and why they said they didn't sign what they signed and all that type of thing is, you know, all this hubbubaloo is, I mean, it's accurate. It's an aspect of the human condition, and there's...
Right, but when Cindy and the rest disputed signing this, and they specifically said that they signed something, but they recalled it being a different document. Now, whatever you think about that and whatever your take on that was, you were the one collecting the signatures, they offered their refutation of signature in a very courteous way, and then offered their support to the 9/11 truth movement and said they wished the authors of this warning well in getting the truth about 9/11. They were very courteous. So, like, all the hatred and animosity is coming from the people who are promoting this document, and it really doesn't add up. And a lot of us in the movement really don't want people who are claiming to represent us treating leaders from the anti-war movement in such a way.
You are talking to me in a very disrespectful way. Do you know what you're doing? Stop.
Webster Tarpley and Craig Hill have talked to Cindy Sheehan and the rest of the signers in a very disrespectful way, and we don't really appreciate it. Now, did you personally obtain a signature from Cynthia McKinney on this warning?
You're doing something that is despicable here. Now, you listen up.
I think you need to calm down, Bruce. I really don't need you shouting on here. And I think this is indicative of, you know, where the people promoting this thing are coming from. Can you calm down a bit? Hey, Michael.
I think this is very indicative of the way that these people have been treated, and I'm just appalled at this sort of behavior from somebody who admitted that he hasn't kept up on this.
This
and
is someone who's saying they want peace and they want to build bridges. And, you know, I'm just saying that, you know, if you're going to go about and say that you're building bridges with people, well, then if they dispute what's going on, like, why all of a sudden just heap abuse on them immediately? It's not helpful.
I would suggest that it doesn't matter why they want their names off. The caller suggested, you know, that they need to know why. No, they don't need to know why. You know, the simple matter of the fact is that the promoters of this document, if somebody was saying that, you know, disputing their signature, they should have just immediately taken it off and gone on from there. And my question would be, why didn't they do that?
That's a good question. Bruce, do you have an answer for that?
Well, what...
If you throw slander at people, that's not the way to get your name off the document. That's the fact of the matter.
They have come to us, sir,
and said, look, we're threatened, we're frightened, we didn't read it well, whatever. It would have been a totally different story.
Bruce,
just calm down. If they had just come to us and said that, instead we started getting threatening emails about slander, all this kind of nonsense, and it was abusive.
You guys, at this point, I'm sorry, but we're right up at the end of the show, and if you want, we can continue this conversation later. But I'm just wondering, do you think that there's any chance to heal this with these women? Like, maybe offer an apology for the language that's been hurled at them publicly?
Why do you talk about the language that's been hurled at Janine, calling her a liar, calling me a liar?
I haven't seen any of that.
You aren't understanding the facts. That's why you interrupt me when I tell you about what things are. I really shouldn't have come on this show because I understand that it's being negative towards healing. You are actually acting in a divisive way.
Really?
Okay? You don't understand what's going on. The door is open for healing towards creating leadership here.
Well, if you'd like to take a breather and continue this later, we can do that. All right, that was Bruce Marshall from the Kennebunkport Warning. I don't know what to make of all this. Maybe if these guys want to calm down a bit and join us at a later time, we can try to resolve this a bit more. Michael?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for joining the show. That got a bit wild there at the end.
Thanks for all you're doing, and, you know, you're a real inspiration to a lot of people, so keep it up.
All right, you too, man. That's visibility911.com. Sunrise, sunrise. We'll be back Wednesday night live from New York City on Truth Revolution Radio.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Thank you for listening to We the People Radio Network.